Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. 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 How are you? Hello. How you doing? Praise the Lord. Everybody okay? All right.
Today, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done, and all that you're going to do, can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy, and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, give me yourself. Body is wrecked with pain. So many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his oil. In the open. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place. Thank you. He'll refresh you. He'll renew you. He'll revive you. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, come on. Oh, I'll make a way out of no way. I'll bring you out. I'll bring you out. But you gotta come on. But you gotta come on.
Thank you for the victory in my spirit. Thank you for the victory in my mind.
awaken with a victory in my circumstance. God, I praise you. I worship you. I give you glory. I give you praise. No God wants you nowhere. Hallelujah. 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 We take the time to bless you. We take the time to praise you. We take time to lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the refreshing in our spirit. Thank you for the refreshing in our home. Thank you for the refreshing, God. Thank you for the refreshing in my anointing. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Show me your own. Yeah. 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 Overflow. Overflow. Right there in your car. Right there in your home.
There is power, power, wonder word.
And just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. We honor you. Praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you, I lift my hands. I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him at all times. And I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. Testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said because praise is what I do.
Yeah.
Somebody do it. Somebody do it. Somebody do it in this room. Somebody lift up a praise in this room. I know we've been praising and we've been worshiping, but somebody lift up a praise right now. Oh, I declare that the Spirit of God is moving and stirring in this room amongst those that are worship and praise. Come on, lift those hands all over this room. Lift them. Lift that voice and begin to praise it. Oh, there's deliverance in your praise. There's healing in your praise. Oh, somebody came in the room needing a breakthrough. Just lift those hands and praise.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. I was just singing a song. You know what? I think I'm going to sing a little bit more of it before we begin. And it goes, oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen and amen and amen. What a glorious day. What a glorious day. Another day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, and I bring you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, where Jesus Christ is Lord. We come to celebrate on this Sunday afternoon. Isn't it beautiful that there is no time and distance in the spirit? So even in the comfort of your living room, your home, your car, and maybe you're jogging, walking down the street, maybe you're at work on a break. Oh, glory be to God. You are in church. Amen. Why? Because the truth of the matter is, amen, we are the church. Once we are born again, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God, and God dwelleth in you. So it's a beautiful thing, and we just want to bless the Lord on today. We come to encourage you through the word on today, because this is what we do. We are a ministry, and we are a media ministry, and we have 7 days a week, 7 days a week. We don't get, God don't give us a day off, and it's okay because he doesn't take one off either. And 7 days a week, we are here lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. So let us go straight into the word on today. I want to draw your attention to the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter number 1. And I'm just going to read one verse with you today. But, you know, Hosea is a fairly short chapter, so I encourage you to read the whole chapter when you get an opportunity. Make some time, and you will be encouraged through this book, The Minor Prophets. But in verse number 2, it reads like this. It says, when the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, go, marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her. For, like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord. Wow. Amen. I come to talk to you for a few minutes today on a subject, he won't let you go. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, amen. We find something, amen, that we don't see too much the reading of the word on this angle when God speaks to one of his men and he instructs them. He said, I want you to go and marry an adulteress. I want you to go marry a cheat. I want you to go marry somebody that's a promiscuous. No, she's not a virgin. She wasn't a virgin, Mary. She's not virgin. She's very loose. Yeah, she's very loose. You know, some day. And we were calling a whore, calling an adulteress. But he said, I want you, my man of God, to go and marry this woman. This woman that's wild. This woman that's out of hand. This woman that is out of control. And not only do I want you to marry, I want you to have some babies. I want you to have some children with her. See? It says, for like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord. Isn't that something? Beloved, we see here that Hosea's role was to show how the people of the northern kingdom had been unfaithful to God. See, God was their husband. God was their provider. See, and the children of Israel, instead of being united with God, the true God, the one God, the only God, they had decided to marry themselves to Baal and the gods of Canaan. They were committing spiritual adultery. So the Lord wanted them to see themselves, amen, through Hosea's life. And we read in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 54, verse number 5, where the Bible reads, for your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The God of the whole earth, he is called. Ah, yeah. So we see here, amen, where God is our husband. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Just let me drop a little note here for those of you who do not believe that a woman is called to preach, a woman is called to lead. God doesn't lead women or use women. Well, here we see that God is your husband, Mister. Explain that. Glory be to God. And we know, amen, hallelujah, that we're not talking about, amen, same-sex marriage. Oh, glory be to the living God. Beloved, the people had broken their covenant with God. They had sinned against God as an adulterous woman sins against her husband. And judgment was sure to come for living with total disregard to God and fellow humans. But God said, amen, hallelujah. I want you. I want you. So here, in order for God to demonstrate his love to mankind, in order for God, amen, to show his glory and to make no mistake of Jacob, amen, of the Lord's intentions, the Lord's heart, the Lord's will, he says, I love you. I love you in spite of you're turning your back on me. I love you in spite of your adulterous ways where you have divorced me and now you are married to the God of money, the God of fame, the God of success, to these false gods, to these gods with a small g, to these gods that can't do nothing for you. They can't help you. Glory be to God. He says, but I love you so much. And so, and God demonstrating his love to his children, he instructed Hosea. He said, I want you to go and marry Gomer. Yes, she is a prostitute. Yes, she is promiscuous, but I want you to marry her anyhow, and I want you to have children with her. Beloved, Hosea's marriage to an unfaithful woman would illustrate God's relationship with the unfaithful nation of Israel. Spiritual adultery and physical adultery are alike in many ways, and both are very dangerous. God was very disappointed with his people because they had committed spiritual adultery against him.
as Gomer, Hosea's wife, committed physical adultery against Hosea. The danger of adultery, beloved, is that when we break God's law in full awareness of what we are doing, our hearts become hardened to sin, and our relationship with God is broken. The diverting of our affection is the first step in the blinding process that leads unto sin. The process is dangerous because you don't always realize it is happening until it is too late. Hosea may not have wanted to marry Gomer because most men want a virtuous woman. Most men want a holy woman, a virgin, if they can get one, huh? This is why when a man might play the field, huh? But when he gets ready to marry, gets ready to settle down, where does he go? He's coming to the church and get himself a pure woman, a holy woman, not a promiscuous woman. So Hosea might not wanted to obey God, but he did. Ah, come on now. Somebody say obedience. Oh, God rewards obedience. Beloved, sometimes in our Christian walk, God may ask for extraordinary obedience. Something, you know, beyond the norm. Glory be to God. Something never heard of. Something never done before. Sometimes God may require that. If so, how will you respond? Trusting that he knows everything, has a special purpose for his request. If God asks you to do something extraordinary, will you be able to accept the fact that the pain involved in obedience may benefit those that you serve, but not you personally? Oh, there was pain in obedience. Ah, glory be to God. But God loved the children of Israel so much. Amen. Let me tell you something. God loves you and he loves everybody else too. God often chooses to do his work through people. See? Why? Because number one, it is good for them. And it reminds them to rely on him for their purpose and for their help. I want you to know today that you are very important to God. Yes, you are extremely important. But on your own, you will neither have the ability to fulfill nor the power to disrupt God's plan. Beloved, you were created to do the work of God. Hallelujah. And God has a purpose for you. I think, in order to accomplish his great purposes. Yes, he gave Hosea instructions to go and marry a promiscuous woman. Her name was Gomer. Gomer was a girl with a reputation. Anybody know anybody like that? She was a promiscuous woman working as a prostitute. She was a high risk for a lasting relationship. She developed a persistently promiscuous lifestyle, resistant even to the responsibilities of motherhood. She committed adultery and willingly entered sexual slavery. She wasn't forced. This was something she wanted to do. She liked doing it for whatever the reason. She was into it and she was loving it. In spite of her promiscuous lifestyle, God gave her a husband that loved her. A husband that was faithful to her, but she was not faithful to him. When Gomer and Hosea became married, marriage simply changed the label of her behavior from promiscuous to adultery. The Bible says that she had three children, pregnant three times, and her husband didn't even know if they were his babies. Mama, baby, papa, maybe. He didn't know. But it didn't change his love because he knew what she was about. He knew that she was out there. See? But guess what? He claimed them babies. Oh, that's a real man. That's a real man. He said, if they're mine or not, they're yours, so they belong to me. And not only did he claim the three babies, but he named the three babies. And the Bible says after she gave birth to the third baby, see, glory be to God, that she became enslaved in prostitution. Mama wasn't coming home. Mama wasn't coming home because mama was living out there. She was enslaved in prostitution. That means that Hosea was raising the three babies. And if you, when you read the whole chapter, it got down to the point where Hosea had to buy her freedom back. At that point, this is when he insisted on her faithfulness. Now, the Bible doesn't really tell us how did Gomer respond to her husband's sacrificial faithfulness. You loving me and I'm a prostitute. You're loving me and you know I'm cheating on you. You're loving me and you know that I'm not faithful to you. And you love me like this. You take my babies. You call my babies your own. You come and you pull me out of prostitution. You have to go into your savings account, huh, to come and rescue me. Beloved, we can relate to Gomer when we act unfaithful towards God. Before we throw Gomer under the bus, before we say, oh, how shame on her. She got a husband and she's cheating. She got a husband and she's a prostitute. She's got a husband. Ah, beloved. Physical adultery and spiritual adultery are the same. Whenever we act unfaithful towards God, we can relate to Gomer. Yet, beloved, we see God. We see God in Gomer, in Hosea. Because Hosea continued to faithfully lavish his love on his wife. And guess what? God continues to lavish his love on us, even when we are unfaithful. 2 Timothy 2 and 13 says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. When we're out there chasing other gods, when we're out there, amen, not paying attention to God, giving him no honor, giving him no respect, giving him, hallelujah, what he requires of us, guess what? Running around with the devil, sleeping with the devil, eating with the devil. Glory be to God, moving through the flesh, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. Guess what? God still loves you. Ah, same-sex marriages, God still loves you. Having 25 abortions a year, God still loves you. Liar, liar, pants on fire, God still loves you. Lying and cheating, glory be to God, and living off any type of lifestyle you think you're big enough to live. God come to tell you, hallelujah, that it does not change God's mind towards you. God still loves you, just like Hosea still loved his adulterous wife, Gomer. It was nothing that Gomer could do that could change Hosea's mind about his love for her. I come to tell you this morning, it is nothing that you can do that can change God's love towards you. Hosea's wife Gomer's shameful story turns out to be a thinly veiled version of our story. What's your story today, beloved? What's your story? We all have a story. Glory be to God. How many of us have turned our backs on God? What's your story today? Beloved, we know Gomer better than we might think at first. You want to know why? Because she was each of us. She was what each of us is. Well, I don't commit adultery. I don't commit fornication. I don't know. You know what? You want to know what Gomer was? She was a sinner offered overwhelming grace. Ooh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Yes, she was a sinner offered overwhelming grace. Born in sin, shaping in iniquity. Beloved, unfaithfulness damages our integrity, but it does not prevent someone else from loving us despite our failure. And this is why I opened up the song. I hope you enjoyed our praise and worship this morning. And with the continuing with that, oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Gomer may have traded a shameful past for a faithful future as a result of her husband's sacrificial love. The Bible doesn't tell us how the story ends with her. But beloved, I come to tell you today that you can know how the story ends with you. God is committed to loving us even though he knows our waywardness and bent towards sin. God is committed to loving us. He knew what you was going to do before you did it. He knew what you was going to do, amen, before you was born. He knew the decisions that you were going to make before you was conceived in your mother's womb. It is no surprise to God because of the decisions that you made, and it still has not changed his love towards you and me. Beloved, in our scripture today, Hosea, glory be to God, was living in a time when Israel was unfaithful to God. Put God on the back burner if he was on the burner at all. But God's long-term commitment to his people remained unchanged. There's a song in the world that says everything must change. Well, I'm glad they left God out of that. Because, beloved, God does not change. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Despite Israel's unfaithfulness, God was still faithful and God was still merciful. He continued holding his arms out to his people. Come to daddy. Oh, my God. He kept pursuing his people. Well, you lost your first love. Come on back to daddy. I love you so much. My heart is bleeding. I want you back. God loved them so much because the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, even to the point of placing obstacles in their wayward path to turn them back to him. Glory be to God. He was desperate to get them back. Beloved, let me ask you a question this morning. What obstacles are in your path right now? Something you are trying to get over and something that you're trying to get around, but the Lord has placed it there and in desperate hopes that he will get your attention to return back to him, the lover of your soul. He don't care anything about you cheating. He said, we're going to deal with that. Just turn to me in the right way. Beloved, how might God be using those barriers to help draw you closer to him? No, you're trying to bind the devil. The devil don't have nothing to do with this one. Hallelujah. This is the Lord. He said the years, amen, hallelujah, the canker worm, the palmer worm, amen, those worms that I have sent. Beloved, hallelujah, the same God of Israel is the same God in this year, in this day, right now. Hebrews 13 and 8 says he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I come to tell you, God never changes. God is saying to you and for I and to everyone else the same thing that Hosea said to his wife Gomer. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, I won't let you go. I know you've been unfaithful. He said, I won't let you go. I know you have denied me. I won't let you go. Glory be to God. He said, I know you've been living a wayward life, a shameful life. I know you've been chat-chatting with the devil. He said, I'll never let you go. Glory be to God. He said, will you come on back home? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is knocking, amen, on the doors of the whorehouse. Will you please come back home? This is what Hosea was doing to his wife, Gomer. He said, baby, I know you're loose. He said, but when you come back home, why? And I'm going to be here until you get back because I'll never let you go. Tell you today that God loves you so much, he is saying, I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. Hallelujah. You left me. I'll never leave you. I didn't leave you. You left me. Glory be to God. Beloved, returning to God is always better than rebelling against him. Even when done out of desperation, glory be to God, just come on back. Hallelujah. Take me back, dear Lord. Take me back. Turning to God out of gratitude for his loving care is even better. Hallelujah. He has purchased your freedom. The same way Hosea went to the whorehouse, to purchase his wife, who was a prostitute, guess what? The Lord did the same thing for you and me. He has purchased our freedom. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Beloved, God is married to the backslider. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're still in the family. You're just not in fellowship. Oh, glory be to God. But he says, if you will confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. God's sacrificial faithfulness. Hallelujah. All the Lord wants to know. The same thing Hosea wanted to know with his promiscuous wife, Gomer. Are you willing to enter into a faithful relationship with me? Are you ready to change your mind? We're going to let bygones be bygones. We're going to let the past be the past. We can't change the past. But are you willing, hallelujah, to enter into a faithful relationship with me? That's where the blessings are, beloved. Proverbs 28 and 20 says, a faithful person shall abound with blessings. And the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and God adds no sorrow to it. The Lord said, will you come home? Will you leave those other gods alone? What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Will you leave those other things alone? Will you rend your heart and not your garments? Will you turn in the right direction? Turn towards me. I'm right here where you left me. I didn't make a move. Glory be. I live in the same house. I didn't change my address. I was waiting for you to come home. He said, I will never leave you. The Lord is saying, I won't let you go. The Lord is saying, I won't let you go. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. When we confess our sins, God forgives us. And if God forgives us, you need to forgive yourself. There is nothing that you can do that God will not forgive you for. I don't care how low you went. Hallelujah. God is able to pick you up from the guttermost to the uttermost. I don't care, glory be to God, how shameful your life is. God is able to wash you as white as snow. And as far as the east is from the west, he is willing to forgive you of your transgressions and all the things that you've done. Glory be to God. He's there with outstretched arms. As a prodigal son, he left his father's house, spent his inheritance, lived a wild lifestyle, got broke, busted, and disgusted, found himself living up in a Jew feeding swine. But the Bible says one morning he had a conversation with himself. He said, what am I doing here in my father's house? Is everything I need and desire? He had said, I'm going home to my daddy's house. And the Bible said he got up out of that pig's pen and he went towards his father's house. And his father saw him coming from a far distance. His father didn't even wait for him to reach the doorsteps. But the Bible says he went running towards his son with outstretched arms. Son, walking home. I come to tell you that the Lord right now, his arms are stretched out, waiting for you to move in his direction. Hallelujah. So he can welcome you back home. Glory be to God. Because you left him, he didn't leave you. Hallelujah. And he's telling you today that he will never leave you. I just won't let you go. Will you come on back home today? Come on back home today. I come to tell you that God loves you more than you may ever know. Hallelujah. Will you respond to his love? Hallelujah. Will you respond to his eternal love? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He knows you fell 3 times already, 4 times. He knows you keep falling. Hallelujah. He's willing to pick you up. Hallelujah. You're going to walk and you're not going to fall again. Hallelujah. Even if you do, he still love you. He still love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll never let you go. He'll never let you go. Will you come on back home today? Will you come on back home? Will you change your mind? Hallelujah. You're going to enter into a relationship. You're going to let the other gods go. You're going to let the other desires go. Will you just make up your mind that you're just going to come and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? You're going to come back and create a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. You're going to come back and live for the Lord. You're going to come back and make Jesus your choice. You're going to come back, amen, and be obedient to the Lord and leave all the consequences to him. You're going to leave the world behind. Now, glory be to God and make Jesus your choice. Will you respond to his love today? He's been there all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's not going nowhere until you say yes. Will you say yes today? Will you say yes today? Don't take your last breath and transition and leave this world. Enter into eternity without a yes in your heart. Oh, glory be to God. Will you say yes today and respond to the love of God that's a path of all understanding? If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, I'd like to lead you today. I'd like to lead you. Amen. It's a simple prayer, not a script. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But just a simple prayer. Hallelujah. Father, I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me. I open my heart and I invite Jesus in to be my Lord, to be my Savior. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you for never leaving me. Even, Father God, when I was acting foolish and putting other gods before you. Thank you for never leaving me. And thank you for sparing my life long enough to receive me into your kingdom. Thank you for saving my soul. Amen. 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 Guess what? You say, welcome home, welcome home. If you're a backslider and you left, come on now. Guess what? God is right where you left him. He's right where you left him because he says, I won't let you go. Glory be to God. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Father God, forgive me for walking away from you. Forgive me for turning my heart in the wrong direction. Forgive me for allowing the temptations of this world to pull me backwards and to distract me, Father. But I'm back. I'm back, and I ask you to take me back, and I thank you for taking me back, Father. And now, Father, may our love relationship grow, and keep on growing. And I say thank you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Amen. The Lord loves you, beloved. People may leave. Family may leave, spouses may leave, parents may leave, children may leave, but God says he will never leave you. So don't you leave him. Amen and amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen for the word of God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. Amen. We want you to know, amen, that we have a media ministry. We meet on social media 5 o'clock in the morning for morning prayer. We are back on Blog Talk Radio 6 o'clock in the morning for our spiritual breakfast for champions. We have an altar prayer where we pray 2 times a day on our power line. Corporate prayer, you call in, we pray with you, we pray for you at 12 noon and then back at 9 p.m. We have Wednesday night Bible study at 8 o'clock, amen, Wednesday. We have a TV channel under the ICN network banner. We're on 24/7 streaming around the world. Amen. So we have a lot going on in this ministry. Amen. The ministry is almost 12 years old. And so we just want to thank you. Amen. For sharing with us today. Amen. And spending time with us. We invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out more about our ministry while you're there. Amen. Hit the donate button. Amen. And we ask that you would talk to the Lord about sowing a generous seed, amen, into his word. Glory be to God. This is fertile ground. Amen. And the Lord has promised to return back unto you. Amen. 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Amen. As you, amen, sow into his kingdom. Amen. Because the gospel is free, but it does take the money to do ministry. And so we want to say thank you as we receive our tithes and offerings and donations today. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania. That's one word, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. We also have a Cash App. Amen. $ Dr. Dr. Alfreda B. Amen. And we want to thank God for your generous giving. Amen and amen. That concludes our service for today. Amen. We want to, as we close out, we want to pray for you and for you and for you. Amen. Whatever the needs are, amen, that you will know that God is there. God is there through the pain. God is there through the tears, through the laughter, through the joy, through the emptiness, through the abundance. No matter what you go through, no matter where you are, I want you to know, amen, that God is there. He just wants you to recognize him. He wants you to honor him, and he wants, amen, you to have that love experience, a love relationship with him. He said, if you abide in him, and his word abides in you, You can ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Fellowship, fellowship, oneness, oneness. And that's what it is. A husband and wife come together. They are one. Glory, that's why it's holy matrimony. Amen. The Lord said, don't let nobody touch what a husband and a wife relationship. But guess what? When we make God first, we are one. And that's what God wants. Amen. He doesn't want to divorce you. And he won't divorce you, but he don't want you to divorce him. Amen. Even if you did, he said, I never let you go, and I won't let you go. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? A word of encouragement on today, beloved, to know that God is only a prayer away, waiting for you to turn in his direction. Father God, we thank you for this message on today. We thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, your word will never return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you that our lives are changed forever. Thank you, Father God, for giving us another opportunity to return back to you and start over again. Start our first works all over again, but it's okay, Father. Because we know if you are with us and if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Even when we was living a lifestyle of bringing shame to your kingdom, Father, you still never left us. That is pure love. And we say thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, thank you for the donations, the offerings. Father God, being sown into our soil today, we ask that you would bless the giver. Father God, in the name of Jesus, 30-fold, 100-fold, 60-fold, and that you will bless the money for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. Father God, whatever the needs are today for our audience, maybe someone is not feeling well in their body. Maybe someone is a little depressed today, a little downcast. Maybe they're a spirit of grief, Father God, a spirit of confusion, a spirit of fear. Father God, whatever the situation is, wherever they are, we ask that you would send your word and heal them of all their diseases. Not just them. Remember the family members, Father God, their friends, their coworkers, and their neighbors. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you for the power of your word. And there's no time and distance in the spirit. So we can pray right now, Father, on our social media platform from which we share today. And also from our internet radio platform. We have about maybe 10 platforms running simultaneously today. But Father God, you're everywhere at the same time. And so we want to say thank you. Even for those on replay. Father, that, hallelujah, you will meet them where they are and turn situations around for them. And we say thank you, God. Thank you. We know we don't deserve your love, but we are just so happy that it is available in Jesus' name. So now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and it's my pleasure, amen, to serve in the Lord's kingdom. I am praying that everybody will experience a most excellent, magnificent, powerhouse day in the Lord. Amen. And we invite you to come back, amen, tomorrow morning and start your morning off with us. Same time, same place, same station. Amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of lords. I love you, I love you, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it either. Amen, hallelujah. Have a blessed day. Signing out. Thank you.